Well, Jonathan, there is one Oriole with a four-hit game this year, and it's the rookie, the 22-year-old Jonathan Scope with the four-hit game. Are you starting to begin to settle in? Are you going to start giving the veterans advice?
No. I never, you know. I'm going to keep learning, you know, and keep listening to them because they have more year with me in the big league, you know, and I'm not ready yet, you know. Like, I got to learn every day, you know. Even them, they learn every day, you know, and I got to learn every day, you know. And every day I come and trying to be a better player and trying to learn as much as I can and take some advice.
What is it that you look to learn and take from each game experience that you have?
Oh, one thing is the biggest thing, you know. I got to learn, like, how they pitch me or, like, what they're trying to do with me, you know. And listen to my hitting coach Presley and listen to the veteran guys like Adam Jones, you know. He's talking with me every day, you know, and Chris Davis, J.J. Hardy, even Ryan Flaherty, you know, all those guys, you know, they talk with me, you know. And I talk with them back, you know, and see what I can learn and still learn, you know, every day.
A few weeks ago, not even a few weeks ago, you were seeing a steady diet of breaking balls and off-speed pitches, down and away especially. Are you beginning to see them pitch you differently because you have made an attempt to adjust to that?
Yeah, I still see them, you know, but now I see like a little bit more fastball because I lay off them a little bit. I'm trying to lay off them, you know, and then they're going to throw me the fastball and I get a head out and put the ball in play, you know, and I got to learn every day, you know, keep getting better, you know. I get better, but I got to keep get better.
Well, the one aspect of that in what we've seen of you, and it's a small sampling, obviously, but you're not reluctant to go the opposite way. If they're going to pitch you out there, you will take a base hit to right field. That makes you less predictable.
Yeah, I will. Like, if they want to pitch me outside, you know, I will get it the other way and get my base hit. And I still can get the ball all out there too, you know, and I got to keep learning. Like I say, every day, keep learning, get better every day.
Last night, you had two doubles. You nearly missed a home run, and you jumped on pitches early in the count. Is that something that is part of the adjustment where you feel maybe they're going to try to get ahead of you and that might be the best pitch you see?
Yeah, I think so because, like, they're trying to get, like, a break, like, a game over for a curveball, you know, and I was letting go, and then they're going to throw like a slide away, I'm chasing it. And like Adam Jones told me, you know, stay aggressive. You know, if I see the ball and I like him, swing for it, you know. And yesterday, I told Lecky, he threw me like the first bat, threw me like the slider. I lay off him. And then the second bat, he threw me fastball, first pitch, and I let it go. And the third bat, he threw me the same thing, and I swing on it. You know, I got to stay aggressive, you know, and keep getting better.
Yeah, we've noticed that you're gaining selectivity at the plate, as you say, not chasing the pitches. But you're obviously not up there to walk. In fact, you haven't drawn a walk all year. So that's obviously, you're a swinger mindset, aren't you?
I like to swing the bat, but I like to get some walk too. But, like, if I see the ball, I'm swinging for it, you know. And I got to learn that too, you know, how to get my walks in, you know. But I'm a type of hitter that I like to see my bat, but if you want to be like a good major league hitter, you got to take your walk too. And I think it's going to come with time, you know, and more bats, more pitch see, you know, I will get it in too.
It was pretty impressive last night. You hadn't been in a game since last Sunday because you didn't play in either of the two games against Tampa, but yet you seem to be even more vibrant than prior to that. Are you learning, if you're not in the lineup, what to do with your work so you're sharp just in case you're needed when you're back in?
Yeah, you got to stay in the game, you know, even when I'm not playing, you know. Every like 5 innings, I'm going to cage, keep swinging, you know, come to the field early, take like an early hitting, you know, go to the cage, you know, and keep in the game. Stay in the game, you know, because you never know when the skipper needs you. You know, even if you maybe in the 8th inning, 9th inning, you know, I got to stay in the game and be ready.
You're looking so much more comfortable as well at third base. It could be the body clock. Maybe you're getting more repetitions and that's part of it. How are you feeling over there?
I feel really good. You know, I feel really good just catching the ball, you know, slow down a little bit, just see the ball, catch it, and make the out, you know. And after like, I make the 2 error in the game, you know, I learn from it. You know, I learn from it because I try to be too quick, you know, like trying to throw the ball too hard. And, you know, I gain experience on it, you know, more repetition there, you know, I get better too.
All right, 4 hits yesterday. Can we expect 5 hits today?
I will try for it.